Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. I am the floor supervisor in the fraud department. How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because you all are charging me for something that I have no idea what it's for. Well, your representative that transferred me to you told me what it's for, but I never made such order.
Okay, what is the charge, sir, that you're receiving?
One for $69.87 and one for $64.87.
Okay, your first and last name?
Esteban Cisneros.
And what is the shipping address?
5400 North Lamar Boulevard, number 4082, Austin, Texas, 78751. That's my address.
Sir, you said the apartment number is?
4082.
Okay, I have a 5400 North Lamar Boulevard, apartment 1018. You don't recognize that address?
That's where I used to live.
Okay, and I have a STEVELC00.
That's my email.
At Yahoo? Okay, it shows me here that there was a trial offer processed on March 29th. And that day there were two charges, $597 and $497. It was for a fitness tracker.
So yeah, and when I called to cancel those because I had no idea what they were for when that charge first came up on my credit card, I called the number that comes up right along with that charge and told them that I never made such an order, so I needed to cancel. I went ahead and let you all keep the $495 and $540, whatever.
Okay,
but I never did receive anything
number?
Because I canceled. Like I told the other lady, I do not have a cancellation number.
Okay, I can pull up the record on the phone call. Give me just a moment. Okay, sir. So when I pull up the record on your phone call, it doesn't show a prior call to today.
Well, I did
now,
call the.
If you're saying that you didn't place the trial, you didn't pay the $597 and $497, you didn't make that order, is what you're saying?
I did not make that order, correct.
Okay, did
That's
you receive
anything?
That's
why I got transferred to you. No, I didn't.
Okay, so what we can do is we can process a fraud on your account. What I use, sir, is the IP address on this account. So I do contact the local authorities. I don't provide any other information but the IP address, and I request that they verify the device that was used. Since it's an online order, they'll be able to provide that information. So they verify the device that was used and who the owner is, and then they'll also verify the location from where that order took place. Now that takes about 3 to 5 business days, sir, for me to receive that information. Once I receive the information, we will be pressing charges on the person who placed this order. Is there anyone that has access to your card information that could have placed that order?
My grandkids, I give them my card information to buy V-Bucks or whatever the heck they call it for Roblox and for their... for a couple of games that they play.
Okay, but that you have knowledge of, they've not placed the order for this fitness tracker?
Well, I don't know if they did or not, but they weren't supposed to.
Okay, so the
one of them
that
is
I'm
9 years old,
that.
The other one is 11 years old.
All right, so the reason I'm asking those questions is because once I process fraud, I won't be able to stop it. So let's say one of your grandkids placed that order. We are going to press charges on whoever it comes back to. So I just have to make
okay,
sure
on
that
a 9 year old.
With you. It doesn't matter who placed the order.
That's
sir.
Fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
All right. Let me go ahead and submit the fraud for you. Now, it takes 3 to 5 business days, okay? So once I have that result, I'm going to be sending you an email. If it does not come back to your own personal device, you'll receive an email about a refund. If it comes back to your device, you will be liable for those charges.
Okay, well, like I said, if it was them, which it may have been, I don't know, they used my laptop. I have an Alienware laptop, which is a gaming laptop, and they use it to play their games.
Okay, sir, so all I can do is submit that fraud for you. We'll have to wait on the IP, find out where the order came from.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day. Bye-bye.